Takoa, Talana, and Roberto stumble down the end of this corridor into a room that is bright with light. There are a few people standing around a table that looks like it's covered in maps and charts, a aqueduct running along one wall that fueled the stream that you crossed over a few minutes ago. This room is large. There look to be a number of attached rooms and hallways, and there are a few people standing around this table, and one of them turns around. What does she look like, Sarah?
Before you see a woman in her late 40s. She has mousy brown hair, a whip at her belt, leather wraps around her forearms, bright blue eyes, and she looks like she's seen a bit of the world. She looks at you and says, "You're late." "I know they're late."
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry we're late.
We're totally late, and we apologize, I think.
I don't know we were late. I didn't know we had an appointment.
It's going to be another one of those conversations where they invite us over for tea, and even though they're evil, they want to... Who are you, by
the way? I don't
know. Excuse me, Takoa. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you,
Takoa. Yeah, let's start this over again.
And...
Yes.
Talana and Roberto.
It's another person that knows all of who we are.
And you are?
You know my name?
Hmm.
We're famous, guys! She knows our names!
I know, she is excitable. Hmm.
I wonder if she has our wanted poster, too.
Well...
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's that, too.
The Ezeon standing at the table holds up a piece of paper. You mean this wanted poster?
It's okay, just ignore it. It's okay.
It seems like you've made quite the impression on folks. I am Marta.
Marta, nice to meet you.
Marta.
Oh, with a D?
With a D.
Oh, Marta. Nice to meet you, Marta. I'm Talana. Nice to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you. Yes, it's nice to meet you.
What are we late
for? For being here. For having this conversation.
Oh, I didn't know we were supposed to be here earlier.
That's a good point. No one actually told us what time we were supposed to be here.
And we didn't get the docket. Yeah.
So and
who made the appointment?
We actually found this place was rather much of a miracle, I think.
Apparently not. I assume Kalem has directed you here?
Yes. Are you supposed to be the quartermaster?
I am the quartermaster.
Oh. You're the master of quarters?
I've mastered many quarters,
Roberto,
for
pulls
sure.
Out his journal and makes notes. Well, can't always be right.
Do I recognize the journal?
No.
I know, they're rather excitable.
Okay, so where's Kalem?
Who do you keep talking to?
Well, let's start one question at a time. So, Kalem is on a mission. It'll be a little while till he's back.
Okay.
Well, okay. So you want your stuff back? Is that what you need?
I mean, I would love my stuff back.
Which stuff are you looking for?
What's the stuff that you were given?
Lots of love.
Lots of love.
We're given a lot of things, including kind of a mysterious riddle to keep things out of people's hands. So if you can't tell us what it is that we need to be giving you, then we're not giving you anything. No offense, Maude.
People keep telling me I'm far too trusting. So it's your stuff. If you know.
I believe you have a book that belongs to me, a sword, and a pendant.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much named it. Okay. Cool. All right.
May I have those?
So you want the stuff back?
Sure thing. I'm going to walk right over here. I'm going to take off the pendant, the medallion off of my neck and put it. Here you go, you pretty beautiful lady. This is yours. It shines nice and bright when there's dead things around that are undead, but they need to be dead again. So this really nice for you. You can see when dead things are around. You can kill them again.
She's really short.
You need
to.
And this is for you. Have fun with it. It was really good and helpful, and I really liked it and everything. But, you know, my great axe will do good. And, yeah. Okay. What are you guys doing over here? Trying to see over the table.
Well, it certainly does shine when the undead are around. what we're doing, we're using this area here as a base for the Grey Guard.
Well, that answers one question. So you're the quartermaster for the Grey Guard, huh?
I am.
Can you tell us who are these Grey Guards?
Certainly. We're a loosely affiliated group of people across Fenrain with a common cause. We are to do good, and we are to make the world a safe place.
My kind of people!
Yes. I'm very excitable. The Fellowship has been putting a band-aid on a problem that requires more than a quick fix.
Well, I lend you my service. I'll be more than happy to help you guys out.
Excellent.
What's the band-aid for?
Yeah, we've heard a lot of conflicting rumors about the problem, and it seems like, well, everyone thinks they have the solution. So what do you think's going on?
What rumors have you heard?
Well, that the Fellowship, that the Fellowship is trying to do something, and they might be doing something, and that thing might cause problems for everyone else.
It's certain that Balthazar is up to something. He's called the Paladins from afar and wide to the North Tower. The rumor is that something big and powerful has been found up north in the Giants' Plains, which will change the course of history. Mm-hmm. The Necromancers are also on the move. More Necromancers than have ever been seen since the Age of Saints. They're moving to intercept the Fellowship, and they seem to be working in coordination. Something...
They are.
Yes, they are.
Are
At
they?
Least five of them together.
Oh, I'd feared this Maybe was true. Now. I know, it's a bad sign. It's a bad sign.
Do we know what's up in the North Plains?
Well, whatever they've found, it's going to be dangerous for everyone. Right now, the Paladins and the Dead, they're likely to converge in a remote area north of Fell Lake. I'm worried for any place between there and the Iron Tower. It could all see trouble. I wish we had some more clarity on what they did find, but
yeah,
not yet.
So, do you want to give her the thing?
Looking over at Roberta.
Do you have the book or the sword?
Oh, I've got the sword.
I got the book.
Takes the sword
off
his back.
Have you taken a look in it?
Which, yeah.
In the sword? Oh, you're talking about the book. He's been looking at that book like for the last 4 days.
What did you see in the book?
Which book are you talking about?
I'm talking about the other place.
Oh, yeah. That one? You know, I haven't had as much time with that one as I'd really like to. They're kind of really focusing on, you know, combating undead, Kaelin's journal, and then I fell asleep while reading the other place.
Did you?
And, it's an interesting book.
It is. What did you read in it?
Oh, just different stuff. Like, Mark, what did we remember?
You read about Benthic, the first necromancer.
That's what it was.
Ooh.
Anyways, I'm sorry that we're stalling here. Let me give you the sword. Okay.
If it's your book, then wouldn't you know what's inside of it?
The book is strange. It gives different information to different people, so it's very interesting it chose to show you about the necromancer.
Oh, then I should look at it too.
What?
I mean,
did you look into it?
Sure.
Would you
mind
read?
Handing her the book?
Let me see the book.
I'll hand it to Talana. Do you really want to see it?
Yeah!
Takoa's going to give you the sword, since we already were talking about it. It'd be rude to just keep holding on to that, even though it's his only weapon of defense. He will be more than happy to hand that over appropriately.
I'm going to take it and look at it.
It's the sword that Peck picked up back on Volk. And as Talana opens up the other place, she sees an extremely dense, almost textbook-like book. And in the front cover, you see the name Hans Weiss.
Hans Weiss? Oh! Flip it open. Hans Weiss! You've been holding his book.
What are you talking about?
It says Hans Weiss right here.
The floating skull wrote the book?
Who's?
It's a textbook.
Hans Weiss.
Wait a minute.
Hans Weiss is just a head we've been carrying.
Roberto takes off his backpack and pulls out this silvered glass jar that has a floating skull in it.
That Hans Weiss.
Hans.
Is this familiar at all to me?
Did you write this book?
No. I wrote a book.
It says Hans Weiss. And what's the name of the, like, what's some of the stuff in it? Is it stuff that he would have written?
Yeah, it's all about magic and using magic of the earth and magic elsewhere.
Oh, this is all about magic of earth and water and just magic.
Yeah, okay, Hans. Hans, why is your name in this?
This is written by Hans.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He makes a horrific face at you and dissipates around the skull.
He's a terrible liar. I'm assuming that's what he was doing, lying because he's no longer around.
Well, I don't know. Just being a
jerk?
A jerk. He's being a jerk. I'm going to forge him into something.
AJ, if you were to look in the book, you wouldn't actually see anything. You don't. The book is empty.
The book is empty now?
Yes. To you. I'm looking at it.
Sure, yeah. Roberta, all right, let me see that name.
Right here. See Hans? It just shows, it's talking about all the different, and I'm flipping through. Look, it just talks about the earth and the magic in the earth. And I start reading it just like the monotone, you know, textbook. Uh-huh. And then the earth movement is this. And if you use this kind of magic.
It starts with history.
Yeah, look, and then I'm flipping through.
No, the book starts with history.
It's talking about.
I put a hand on magic. Roberto. It started with the creation story for me.
Yeah. No,
I look at the book when Talana is looking at it. Do I see what she's seeing?
Mm-hmm. I don't think you do. I think you would see a full book. I think in your hands, you're going to see everything that was originally written in that book. It is dense, but not textbook dense. It is written from a semi-academic viewpoint, and it goes in depth into something called The Other Place. But this is a book that you've not seen for a very, very long time.
This is so interesting about magic. I didn't even know magic was really a thing.
Okay, since everyone's doing it, I'm just going to glance over and like, what in the world are you reading?
Talana, are you...
It's about magic!
Are you a magic user?
I can make the water move. And I learned how to do that. I don't know how, but it was really fun.
I think you might need to read that book for a while.
I'm going to sit down cross-legged and just start reading it. Like, study over this magic. This is intriguing to my character.
Marta would know that the library actually has a book by Hans Weiss in it.
Oh, she sits there and reads and they kind of talk amongst themselves into the skull. I'm going to turn to Torin and say, Torin, could you get the book we have by Hans? What was his name?
Yeah. You said Hans Weiss. Yeah, I'll go grab that. And he moves off down one of the corridors.
Excellent. And I would like to take a look at the skull.
Yeah. It is in a jar, a glass jar. And in the glass, you see it's got a bit of a silver sheen to it. The top of it has some sort of mechanism that looks like you could twist it off and a little handle. And it appears to be very well sealed.
Okay.
The skull itself, you can't really tell the age of it. I don't remember Marta being particularly good at medicine.
Nope. I mean, you could if you want to. It's probably the best idea that we have. So go ahead.
Hans.
So Marta's face shifts at this time, and you hear that low grumble kind of emerge while she's really close. And her face twists, not the rest of her body, just her face, into kind of a troll-like appearance. And you hear a low, low grumble come out.
Hans. I see you, Hans. Will you talk to Morwin?
A pair of eyeballs grow in the sockets of the skull.
Oh, dear.
I thought so.
You... hear Hans.
Well, you're pretty interesting.
As are you. What are you doing here? Morwen wants to know.
I'm trying to help these goofballs. Hey. They keep failing forward.
You are wise to help them. Bad things are afoot. Morwen knows bad things.
It sort of turns its head. The skull doesn't move, but a face forms around it, and it sort of turns and gives Morwen the side eye.
And what exactly are you?
I am Morwen. What are you?
I'm just a ghost. That's fine. You don't have to say anything. I get it.
Just a ghost.
You want to let me out, maybe?
Morwen might, but Marta says no.
Yeah, Roberto steps in and goes...
Roberto can't hear him? No. You can see that he's talking to the person you know as Marta.
I feel so betrayed. And Morwen is talking out loud, correct? Okay.
Tako is just going to step back from all this because this is a magic thing and he just feels totally useless now that he has no weapons. So he's just going to kind of walk off and go look at the table.
Do you have news of the other place for Morwen?
Well, I've never been there, so no. Do you have news of the other place for Hans?
Morwen does not need to speak to you any longer, ghosty.
And Marta's body draws back and her face shifts back. Well, that was interesting.
Hans's eyes shift from Marta to Roberto and back to Marta. And then to Tekoa. And then he shrivels up back into the skull.
Ignores me completely.
You're too small. You're not in...
you're also reading below the
book. Yeah, level.
Below eye level.
When Marta turned a little bit into Morwen, is that the same feeling? Does Roberto get the same feeling he gets when... the deep starts trying to manifest in Tekoa?
Okay. Nope.
Roberto looks at Marta and goes, I know what my friend is and what's attached to him. I don't know what's attached to you. How are you able to talk to him?
She's a little different. You met Calum. And you met Calum's friend, Saffron.
Yes.
She's like Saffron.
Oh.
Not whatever's in your friend.
How interesting.
What is in your friend?
That's kind of... He looks at Tekoa. Mind if I tell
him? No, please, by all means, go ahead and tell everyone. It's fine.
I asked your permission first. I'm just being courteous.
Mm-hmm.
To be blunt, his sister. His sister, his dead sister, is bound to him by a necromancer. That's kind of what we're doing, you know. Look, going around, trying to find ways to get rid of it and hunt down the necromancer that did it. So,
I don't know that if I had the same opportunity that you have, that I would want to get rid of my sibling.
It's not that I want to get rid of her. It's that she's infested me, and it's a dangerous situation.
Have you tried having a discussion with her?
Apparently, I don't know magic, so how am I supposed to have a discussion with my sister?
Sometimes all you have to do is ask.
Do you want to have a discussion with your sister? My friend, this is the situation. I don't think she's fully aware of what she is and who she is and what she's doing over there.
Yeah, I think we kind of figured that out with the Nicholas.
When we go over and you start talking with her.
Can you even bring me with you? I thought that was only a magic user's thing. I talk to her in my dreams, but that's hardly the same thing.
Well, you're kind of dead and, you know.
I am not dead.
I said kind of because she's in you. And so you're, you know, and yes, it is possible. I can tell with Nick, you know.
You are talking to her in your dreams.
He turns to Marta. It's like, I'm sorry. It's difficult to. So, ever since she was killed and I was cursed, fighting a certain necromancer with a bell that we've not yet to run into, I've been having these dreams of that battlefield. And every time I have a dream, she's whispering in my ear. It's progressed to a small conversation, but I'm probably asking the wrong questions. I don't know. Every time it's very disorienting. It's not like I have control over the dream. It's always the same hellscape of a battlefield. And
well,
she just tells me that she's with me.
You all have been on the move for some time. If you need a place to rest for a while and maybe dream, we might be able to provide that. We certainly can provide that. It sounds like you two need to have a conversation. There's always time for your family.
If we have it,
there's always time for family.
I'm not trying to disagree, but you did say we were late. Obviously, there's a time schedule here. Are you sure we have time for such a thing?
You were late in meeting me.
There's always time for family.
It doesn't mean that you will be late going to the next place.
Where is the next place?
Well, you do have something that you need to take care of, Caleb has told me, and maybe this is it. We have a safe space ready for you in the library. And when you're done, we also have a place for you in the Grey Guard, if you're interested.
Yes! I like helping people. We'll help people, and
we have a place for you?
No, I listened. I was also looking at this awesome book, and it was teaching me all about magic and stuff that I can actually do, and now I know I can do more stuff than I thought I could. This is going to be wonderful.
And as you say that, Torrin runs in holding a book, and he's out of breath.
I got it. The Hans Weiss book. I've got it.
Wonderful.
In the library.
Talana.
Is it the same book I'm reading?
Is going to need that book.
He passes it to Talana, and it appears on the interior to be a match.
I want to kind of compare it.
Yeah, the one that he hands you actually has some handwritten notes in the margins.
Ooh, nice.
Roberto hands her another journal and a pen and says, start writing. I want notes. Please. Or use that pen. That pen's a wonderful pen that you have.
The death memory pen.
And who's Torrin?
And Isian. He has gray feathers. He is a Corvian Isian. He looks sort of like an eagle.
Cool. Ooh.
Let's get a perception check from Roberto and Tekoa.
Okay.
I'm going to make it a hard check.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Perception check. Great.
I'm going to hand the book, that's the other place book, to Marta because it's hers. Thank you, ma'am. Can I take this other book from Hans Wise and read it?
Well, we do have a library system here in the Grey Guard. We will need to issue you a card and we'll write your name down that you have the book and you can return it when you get the opportunity.
Oh, awesome! Amazing! I love it! Thank you so much, ma'am!
Roberto.
Mm-hmm.
The name Torrin is ringing a bell.
Like ringing a bell, ringing a bell, ringing a bell.
Please not.
Ringing
please
a bell
not.
As in you recognize that name. You remember somebody talking about a paladin named Torin, who was an Isian.
Hmm. Oh, that was the one that at the very beginning.
All the way back.
I gotta dig through my notes real quick.
It's all connected.
It's all connected.
Did you know Sata Valva? Oh gosh, I don't remember the name. Vicente?
Valerie? Not Valerie.
Are you asking me?
We're trying to remember something about a saint. The one that the sword technically belongs to.
Ooh, I don't think I know who the Valtry. Sword belongs
to. Do you
to.
Know Saint Valtry?
Saint Valtry.
Torin.
Yeah?
You're like, did you used to like have a library at the lighthouse on the edge?
He looks surprised. Yeah. My collection. Yeah.
Oh, you went missing.
Yeah, I did.
First off, I want to apologize. Do you know who had the alchemy?
Face dropped. What?
Do you know who had the alchemy shop next to your room?
That was a collective space.
It was absolutely unorganized, and it kind of went up in flames. Sorry about that.
Just that space.
Well, just the whole tower.
What?
We knocked over. My books. Roberto knocked over something that cost him
all my books.
Blame and
I don't. Okay, I do have one complaint though. I do have one complaint. As he starts rummaging through his bag, why did everything have green and gold lettering?
It's not like green. And you look at him; he's wearing all green.
You know how hard it was to find the book on Varder's.
It was very difficult.
It was alphabetical by subject.
It was alphabetical by subject. I'm sorry.
And within subjects, it was alphabetical by author.
Oh, dear.
There was a ton of catalog.
Yeah, I mean, we did get Crystal Barrel out of there. I appreciate that.
I'll write that down.
It's very effective.
We got a box of stuff. I do have your undead primer. I gave one of those copies.
Calum's book.
No, I got Calum's book, and then there's had the copy that you made. I gave to our buddy.
You gave my book away?
Yeah. Well, in exchange for him. So.
All right. Fine.
It was.
I'm not sure what Calum sees in these three.
Well, and the other one was signed by him. So.
Marta walks over to the sword and puts her hand on the sword. Did you say Saint Valtry?
Yes, St. Valtry.
We met him, in a way, before we left.
Yeah, he is apparently the owner of the sword.
We
didn't know much about him.
Yeah.
We try to find out about him, but we just know he's a saint, so for some reason.
There's not very many of them, so his name kind of stood out.
We met him. He was kneeling at the foot of a lake with a coral flute in one hand in this sword in the other, and he left a final message. He said he, Saint Valtry, had ventured into death and defeated the necromancer who enslaved him, but there was a second necromancer afoot, and he didn't have a way to come back, so he made his final journey. He said to say his name and use his tools wisely, so we went across the water, and we tried to find the necromancer, but she trails off.
Wait.
Okay.
Valtry went into death and fought the necromancer?
He did. He was a Seekith.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that much I knew.
Well, I guess that is kind of the where we're at, isn't it?
Yes. Well.
Wait a second. Sorry, just a thought in my head. Roberta, when you cross over,
mm-hmm.
What does that look like to you? Like where you cross over, like what does it look like? I don't think you've ever explained that to me.
Well, I close my eyes and I wake up usually in the fog on the riverbank or in the shallows.
Is it a river? It's not a beach.
Well, It's both. Beach and on the river.
Okay.
If it's yeah, and depending on where
It couldn't where, be. No, what? No, my dream.
Okay, what's your dream?
It's the same dream I keep telling you about.
Sure. Okay. Okay.
But
you wait.
Could
you want to try to find it?
But no, I maybe okay. like maybe what I'm seeing in my dream is her trying to show me something on that side.
So right. She's trying to help
because
you.
It's all death and gray and foggy and maybe. I mean, she was trying to tell me that I was looking in the wrong place for her because obviously she is with me, but maybe there's more to it than that because I kept seeing the necromancer every time, always leaning over a body. And then he would stand up, he would turn around, and he would ring the bell.
But Mark, when Roberto went over and he found the other living beings, they were the five necromancers were, well, the five people that were meeting together. We're a long way off.
Yep.
Could he get any idea of which ones they were?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we still don't know which one bound me anyways.
Well, it sounds like you have a journey to make, and this is the safe place Calum sent you to.
And this is a conversation to have, right?
Certainly. I'm sure Tulana would like to see this. Would you all like to follow me to the library? It's the safest place we have. Although, I would ask that you not destroy it.
Please?
You don't have your alchemy lab in the library, right? Or next to it?
It is next door.
Why in the world? Why would we? No. What?
There's a stone wall, so I'm not quite sure what you're doing.
It's fine.
It wasn't on purpose. It was Roberto knocking over a thing and causing a green fire, and we tried to control it. So just keep him away from green fires. We should be good.
It was a combination. Yeah.
I wasn't part of the group when they did that.
I feel like you're very trustworthy, Tulana.
Yes. I would not burn any house down. I think that's rude and it kills people.
We got everyone out.
Start walking, and I'm going to grab the sword as we go. And when we get to the library, I'm going to hand it back to Tekoa and say, it sounds like you may need this.
But we're supposed to give it to you, though.
I'm assuming this is good. Mark, tell me if this is not good.
You're the quartermaster.
Oh, God, yeah. it makes sense with them going into depth to fight the necromancers.
You get to make the decisions about what items go to what people.
Great. I'm keeping the other place, though. I need that. Tulana, where I assume you're going, everything will be undead or different, so I will be holding on to this until someone else has need of it. But you have your great axe.
Okay, I will just make sure that dead things are deader. That's what my axe is for.
Excellent. And we will look forward to you coming back on your return.
Yes, and I will gladly help you kill more dead things and make them more deader.
Yeah,
if we until there's no more dead things that are alive. And then we don't have to worry about them anymore because there'll be no more being come back because you're supposed to stay dead when you die.
How very passionate of you, dear.
Roberto scoops up Hans,
he takes the sword
and takes him into the library with you guys.
It's actually quite a journey to the library. As you make your way down the halls, Torin is saying under his breath, "You run all the way to the library just for this book, and then we're going back to the library." And you pass a few people in the halls as well who look at you excited that new people are here, maybe. New members of the Grey Guard. You pass places that look like people live there. You pass some nice smells coming from one room, like cooking.
Ooh.
And a few other places until you come to the library.
And this is all underground, right? All under...
It is. Yeah. It's all carved out of stone.
Like, a nice secret hide-a-hole city.
Are these...
Yeah.
Former catacombs?
Every once in a while you pass odd etchings in the walls, but nothing that you really recognize. And it doesn't have that sort of... There aren't little tucked away nooks and alcoves that you would expect mm-hmm. bones to be in either. And you make it to the library.
Wow.
What's it look like?
It is pretty big. It's not, the ceilings aren't tall, but it stretches back quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
This library does have little alcoves with tables and a few with circles etched in the floor. Mm-hmm. And lots and lots of books.
And the bookshelves, are they made out of sturdy wood?
Some of them are made out of sturdy wood. Others are carved right into the walls of this place.
Okay. I'm going to notice those type of things.
Yeah, sturdy wood. Nice sturdy tables.
Well done craftsmanship. Exquisite.
Marta, is there a room off the library that has iron bars or circles or...
Just in case.
Of course, that's why Calum sent you here.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Some people are awfully reckless in the way they carry themselves. In libraries and stuff. So, you know, just trying to make sure I don't burn this one down, too.
You find your way to a place with a large, large iron ring embedded in the floor.
Wow. Okay. Going to be careful stepping over that.
You get a little queasy.
It's weird.
Yeah, Roberto looks to Hans and goes, they had your book.
Hans is quiet.
I'm going to leave you here. I'm going to pay some kids to sing to you every day if I don't come back.
You see some bubbles, like the liquid or whatever is in that sort of boils mm-hmm. a little bit.
So he needs to be sang to every day. We can arrange that.
Be much obliged. He really likes the upbeat songs. Bar songs are his absolute favorite.
We can take him with us.
I did hear you singing to him quite a bit, the sunbonnet song.
Yeah.
The one that goes,
and
sunbonnet, oh sunbonnet, right?
That's, yeah, you've heard it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. By the way, how much are we worth?
Excuse me?
Wait, you mean like in the wanted poster?
Yeah, on the wanted posters. We're infamous. Hope they got our names right.
No, that's infamous.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, yeah. Marta is going to turn around and start walking out.
Marta, before you leave, I think I would like to, well, if we make it, I don't know how this is going to go, but if I make it back, I would be happy to accept your offer to join the Grey Guard.
Wonderful. It'll be great to have the two of you. And Roberto, you're always welcome. Anyone who knows Sunbonnet has a place here.
And you can always use another saint, right?
We could certainly use a saint.
Well, I guess we can go see if we can find one.
Maybe. Just looks at Roberto. Enough of the kidding. You know better.
So Torin and Marta walk off. Torin says, so Calum says there really something, huh?
He certainly says there's something. Right now they're our best hope.
With a bounty that big, they're probably more trouble than they're worth.
I wouldn't mention that bounty to them. I think they might get a big head.
Well, turn themselves in or something? Can't believe they burned down that library.
I know. We got you a new library. We've implemented your card catalog system, and we even have the checkout system that you recommended. I mean, maybe we'll do a penance. They can work in the library, restock books.
I don't want them to work in the library. They'll burn it down.
Well, then maybe they just need to scrub some bathroom floors for a while.
Yeah. You can get them stuck in the kitchen.
I mean, I don't know that I trust them to be around food, but, you know, to each their own. Maybe they can deliver some packages for us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Other Place. The Other Place is a production of Nightcast Creative. For more about us and the things that we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.